Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. At least it's a great day for Wall Street, or it was. Yeah, the Dow Jones is up over 400 points again. Wall Street is booming. Why exactly? There are different definitions of what a recession is. By one of those common definitions that everybody has used up till now, we're in a recession already. It's already here. Does President Biden agree? He does not. He did a brief press conference this morning about the spending bill that is making its way through Congress. Right now, there are two pieces of legislation that are very significant. One, the CHIPS bill, which had 17 Republican senators voting for it. And no, it's not about Fritos. It's a CHIPS bill about semiconductors and microchips and basically keeping the United States competitive. At least that's the idea. With other countries that produce these chips so that we're not reliant on them, so that we're not so reliant on Taiwan as we have been. And, of course, there's no reason for the United States having to rely on these facilities abroad, and at least the people backing the CHIPS bill in Congress will be speaking about that with a Jerry Boyer, economics writer, and a prognosticator about the U.S. economy. Should this bill pass, it looks like it's on the way to do that. Biden has said he would sign it, and there are 33 Republicans who opposed it, 17 Republicans who voted for it. What is the deal? We will get to that. We will also get to a new report about a final decision by a state Supreme Court in what a lot of people thought was a very promising effort to decertify the presidential election results in that state. The state is Wisconsin. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. And we'll also talk about new reports that seem to suggest it is simply impossible for Joe Biden to win re-election. Cannot happen. And which is why more and more Democrats and huge percentages of Democrats are saying they need another candidate. And that candidate is not named Kamala Harris, even though, according to one poll, the two front runners, if Biden doesn't run for the Democratic nomination, are both Californians, Kamala Harris and her sometime rival colleague, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. We will get to that as well. And then David French, one of the sharpest legal minds in the country, will talk about what should happen with this question of Justice Department action against President Trump. Would it be good, right, for the country for President Trump to face indictment? He's already facing a grand jury. Today, his former chief of staff and his former budget director, Mick Mulvaney, same guy, was very important in the administration. He's just gone in. Right now, he's talking to investigators, and it's all being put down on tape with the January 6th Select Committee. There are reports that Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, leader of the Trump cabinet, will also be, or may also be, speaking to the January 6th Select Committee. And we will find out about that. First of all, President Biden took a whack at in the midst of an inflation crisis and the United States on the very edge of a recession. He had a much more cheerful attitude this morning. He said this about where our economy stands. This is a clip one.
This bill requires the largest corporations to begin to pay toward their fair share in taxes. by putting in place a 15% corporate minimum tax. Now, I know you've never heard me say this before. It will come as a shock to you, but 55 of the Fortune 500 companies paid no federal income tax in 2020. I know you only heard me say that about 10,000 times. But the fact is, they paid no taxes on an income, collective income, over $40 billion. Well, guess what? This bill ends that. It's because they're going to have to pay a minimum of 15% tax on that $40 billion or whatever the number turns out to be. Fifth, this package will reduce the federal deficit by over $300 billion. Already on my watch, deficits come down my first year by $350 billion. And a record $1.7 trillion at the end of this fiscal year. Now, this bill is going to keep that progress going. Yes, I'll say it again. This legislation will bring down the deficit.
Okay, this is one of the problems that Joe Biden has. It's not only what he says, though there's a huge problem with that. It's how he says it. I'm glad he's better. He's back from COVID. He's tested negative for COVID, and he has recovered. And that's a good thing. And if you don't think it's a good thing, think about Kamala Harris for a moment. In any event, Joe Biden is back. But does he sound optimistic, energetic, in command? Again, during this press conference today, It was sad. It was alarming at points. He said this about a report on the gross domestic product. Listen to the way he sounds. This is clip two.
The best thing we can do right now is put our economy in a better position to make the transition to stable, steady growth for Congress to act. That's the best thing we can do. They're voting right now, as I said. I applaud the bipartisan effort to get the CHIPS Act to my desk to sign into law, which would advance our nation's competitiveness and technological edge by boosting our domestic semiconductor production and manufacturing. Another thing that Congress should do is to pass the Inflation Reduction Act to lower prescription drug costs, which would reduce the deficit, I might add, and help ease inflationary pressures and ensure that 13 million Americans can continue to save an average of $800 per year in their health care premiums. Both of these bills are going to help the economy continue to grow, bring down inflation, and make sure we aren't giving up on all the significant progress we made in the last year.
Okay. Do people feel like we've made significant problem? No! 80% of Americans think we are headed in the wrong direction. And Joe Biden does not help matters. By the way, wish him congratulations. His granddaughter is getting married, and there's going to be a White House wedding, and that's always a nice thing, whoever is getting married in the White House. And congratulations to her. And this is Hunter's daughter. And so there will be undoubtedly controversy that some people will raise about that. But the real fact should be looking at our actual situation. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal, and it said the U.S. public debt burden, and this is today, and deficit are projected to rise significantly over the long term, but less than previously forecast. While the nation's fiscal picture has been improving this year because of a sharp decline in the deficit as federal COVID-19 spending wanes and tax revenues increase, the nonpartisan agency's latest projections show the U.S. over the next 30 years will continue to face an increasing budget shortfall and higher debt levels. How high? The Congressional Budget Office emphasizes an estimate that federal debt held by the public as a share of the economy will rise to an unbelievable level of 107% by 2031. It's less than 10 years from now. That level would surpass its historic high and would be up from roughly 98% in this fiscal year. which began in October. Debt as a share of gross domestic product will then rise to 185% by 2052. That's disastrous. So what do you do about it?
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, the answer to this disastrous projection about the federal debt, and it really is, I mean, these things happen all the time and you hear different projections. This one is different. I mean, this one is really concerning and should be concerning for everybody. Let me just repeat again what the Congressional Budget Office said yesterday. And it projects that the deficit is going to reach by 2052. So it's not that long from now. Okay, it's 30 years. But in 30 years, the gross domestic product will be smaller and about half as big as the total federal debt. And you don't need to be somebody with a Master of Business Administration or a PhD in economics to understand that if you owe more money and you're paying more money in interest, and the whole reason that this indebtedness is going up as much as it is because the interest rates have gone up. And because we are going to end up being paying as a chunk of what we invest every year, not investments in developing new resources or things like the CHIPS Act, the CHIPS bill that they just passed. It's not going to be things like building new schools or new parks. It's not going to be anything involved building up our military, maybe helping to fill all those empty slots because they can't find enough people to volunteer for our all-volunteer army. It's going to be just paying interest on what is owed. 185% of debt as a share of gross domestic product. That's a killer. They also add, this is the Wall Street Journal reporting, the agency, meaning Congressional Budget Office, projects the federal deficit as a share of the economy will rise from 3.9% in 2022 and reach within 30 years 11.1%. In other words, it will multiply by 300%. That's driven mostly by increased spending as net interest costs. Outlays on net interest are expected to quadruple by 2052 as persistently large deficits drive increases in federal debt and interest rates rise, CBO said. Look, this is an issue that should unite all Republicans. It's an issue that should unite all Americans, which is we have to get control of the out-of-control spending. And the Joe Biden announcement of his backing of the Manchin-Schumer agreement, which may not even work. There's an equivocal statement from Kristen Sinema. And see, the thing is, they're trying to do this as a reconciliation package, which means that they can get it through the Senate if they have every single Democrat voting for it. They had 50 votes. And then Kamala Harris, as the vice president, gets to add her one vote, tipping the scale. And so they can do it with 51 votes. Yeah, but they need Kyrsten Sinema, too. And she's not so sure she's going for the Schumer-Manchin deal. At least that's what she said this morning. And here is what Pramila Jayapal, the leader of the so-called Progressive Caucus, this is the far lefties in the United States House. Pramila Jayapal, of course, represents downtown Seattle. And here is what she had to say on CNN. Listen.
It's difficult because it's been a year of negotiations, one step forward, four steps back. But I think we are now very, very close. And every single one of the things that's in this bill is actually a major accomplishment, will help Americans, bring costs down, will ensure that we're protecting the planet for our next generation, and will make sure that people's health care is covered instead of being cut off in the next, 30 days, essentially, when those subsidies expire from the American Rescue Plan. So this is a massive step forward, and I'm excited to see the next pieces of it, including the full text and the process going forward.
Okay, that's Pramila Jayapal from the House. The House is not the actual problem. The big problem for them is the Senate. Mr. Manchin's comments yesterday, made in a statement issued while the senator isolates with COVID-19, marked a turnabout in his position. This is from the Wall Street Journal. He had just weeks earlier said he wouldn't soon support legislation dealing with climate policies and raising taxes, citing inflation worries. His stance was seen as torpedoing his party's goal of passing a climate and tax bill before the midterms. The deal will still need the support of every other Democrat in Congress. Passing the agreement into law will test Mr. Schumer and the ability of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to persuade an ideologically diverse group of lawmakers to accept a deal announced by one of the party's most conservative members. That would be Joe Manchin. The Republicans are set to unanimously oppose the bill. If it comes up for a vote, and will likely attempt to use procedural maneuvers and amendments to pare it back if possible. Quote, raising taxes on job creators, crushing energy producers with new regulations, and stifling innovators looking for new cures will only make this recession worse, not better. So said Senator John Cornyn of Texas. And I mentioned John Cornyn because he has worked, actually, together with the Democrats. He has worked across the aisle. He did that on the gun reform bill, which was a surprisingly moderate move for Democrats to agree to, and was passed and enacted. It's now the law of the land. And John Cornyn also worked on this new chip package. And the chip package, the way that that's explained, which is complicated to understand, the Senate approved, in the midst of all of the spending crisis, the Senate approved a $280 billion bill aimed at boosting the semiconductor industry, crucial to modern technology, in a bipartisan embrace of expanding U.S. industrial policy to counter the competitive threat posed by China. Wednesday's vote reflected growing concern in both parties that the U.S. lacks a long-term response to Beijing's technological and economic rise, a view galvanized when the COVID-19 pandemic disrupted chip supplies from Asia with fallout across major industries in the United States. The CHIPS and Science Act of 2022 would spend $52.7 billion on direct financial assistance, It would do that for the construction and expansion of semiconductor manufacturing facilities, as well as other programs, and $24 billion in tax incentives. We will be right back.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Both Chairman Powell and many of the significant banking personnel and economists say we're not in a recession.
President Biden speaking from the White House about the second quarter GDP report released Thursday. The report shows the economy shrunk by 0.9%. This marks the second consecutive quarter the U.S. economy shrunk, a key indicator of a recession and the technical definition. A new study shows millions of people have yet to regain their sense of taste and smell after recovering from COVID-19. Published in the Medical Journal of the British Medical Association, the analysis shows about 5%, or roughly 27 million people, who reported losing their sense of taste or smell were still dealing with those symptoms. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And another announcement, maybe an important announcement, from the former President of the United States, Donald John Trump, yesterday, and this is covered by the Hill publication. He said he plans to file a series of lawsuits against CNN. Really? Yeah. He is alleging the network has repeatedly defamed him, dating back to his 2016 campaign for the presidency. And he is going to go after them very aggressively to prove their defamation. And the idea of a Trump going into a new campaign with yet more attention. Now we're going back to the 2016 campaign, which he won, but he doesn't think he won by as much as he deserved to win by. He thinks he deserved to win the popular vote, too, and he lost the popular vote by 3 million. Okay, so really? First of all, I don't believe it, and I don't take it seriously. It would be very tough to find experienced lawyers who actually think there is any chance of winning a recovery or an apology or anything of that nature. They would have to, of course, show that CNN had malice aforethought, that they showed reckless disregard for the truth. So what you would be coming up with here is for Trump having to prove in court that they knew that they were telling lies about him at back in 2016 and in 2018 when the Republicans lost 40 seats under Trump's leadership. For the House of Representatives, lost control of the House of Representatives. That gave the Democrats the majority they still have, temporarily. But is that something that America should look forward to? It's actually the same reason that I'm one of those people, and I will admit it, I have real doubts about what it would do to the country if there are criminal charges that end up being filed against President Trump, if the Justice Department goes forward, as Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, indicated it might, and is moving forward anyway, investigating President Trump's culpability. But a series of trials, big trials, going on against Trump that all focus on, things that happened in 2020, which is 2 years ago, and the things that happened in 2016, and that take us back into the past and past campaigns and past controversies involving President Trump, and whether CNN knowingly made stuff up and did that with malicious intent and reckless disregard for the truth. And again, the other aspect that they would have to show is for President Trump to have any recovery is show that there was actual damage done to him. And given the fact that he won the presidency in 2016, that's going to be difficult. And that he beat two impeachments, that's going to be difficult. We will see about that. There is more. There's a question about whether Trump will begin deploying his funds to help candidates he's backed for Congress, governor, and other statewide offices. Donors might not keep giving to the former president's causes, at least says Karl Rove, writing in the Wall Street Journal, if they don't see that he's actually not just hoarding the money. The question is, he has $121 million on hand, and that was collected by Save America, supposedly to help the candidates he's endorsed all across the country, but the money hasn't actually gone there. And he has also been warned that the Republican National Committee is going to stop paying his legal bills if he announces for president, because then there would be legal problems with that. If he announced for a campaign for the presidency and he was running against other Republicans, and he will be, if the Republican National Committee continued to pay his legal bills, and the legal bills have to do with business practices that President Trump engaged in when he was a private citizen. So we will see about that. There is one at least acknowledgement about the bad news for Democrats. There are actually two points that are incontestable. One is that the polls are just incredibly bad for Biden, and they're getting worse, and there's no real hint that even if the CHIPS bill passages and he signs it into law, and even if this Manchin-Schumer deal comes through and he signs that into law, and we end up spending a great deal of money on climate and environmental concerns and take a bunch more taxes out of the corporate system into the government. Okay, even if all of that happens, the prospects for Joe Biden are tough. David Axelrod, who's one of the smartest political heads on the Democratic side, he managed two successful presidential campaigns for Obama, actually three, because he managed Obama's Illinois senatorial campaign before he became president. In any event, David Axelrod was on CNN talking about a poll that showed 75% of Democrats want Joe Biden to call it quits and not to run again. Here's his comment, clip
well,
six.
Well, I mean, obviously, this is a very unhappy bit of data for him, and I'm sure, it is concerning, but we should point out that he's got 2.5 years before the next election, or a little less than 2.5 years. So you can get overly focused on one number. But there are a series of numbers that are not good for him. His overall approval rating is hovering there between 37 and 38. And, you know, that isn't deadly. We were 15 months out when Barack Obama got a 38% approval rating and ended up winning an electoral landslide. But, you know, the time will come when these numbers have to be accounted for, and he's going to have to make a decision. That time is not now.
Okay, the time a lot of Democrats wish would be now and wish would be before the midterm elections in November, just for their sake, because they are so desperate. How desperate are they? There appears to be now almost unanimous agreement from Democrats, everybody else, that they have been trying this rotten scheme. And it's been tried all around the country, and they're trying it again in Michigan that has a primary coming up. They're trying it again in Wisconsin. They did it successfully in Maryland. What am I talking about? Where the Democrats spend Democratic money, and they're awash in money because they've been out raising Republicans because of the desperation, I would suggest. They provide saturation-level television ads boosting MAGA candidates. And really, this is the idea. This is something that is going to work and help Democrats win. For one thing, it took away any real chance of Republicans holding a governor's seat in Maryland, which is a Democratic state, which had a very popular Republican governor who won two landslide elections, but he's term limited, Larry Hogan. So the Democrats spent heavily, a couple of million dollars, to run ads in behalf of Dan Cox to make sure that he got to be the Republican candidate. He is a QAnon sympathizer, a stolen election sympathizer, precisely the kind of Republican candidate who will go nowhere and do nothing in a state like Maryland. So what do Democrats say about that? What's amazing here is they can't agree on much, but they agree on this. This stinks. We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel, to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution, and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, there's agreement on very few things in American politics, but one that was on the Don Lemon show. They had a panel, including Pete Wehner, and the panel was considering this attempt, which has been a Democratic strategy from the Democratic National Committee, the Democratic Governors Association, to run ads in behalf of really full-out crazy, embarrassing MAGA candidates. And the problem that people have to recognize is there's no sure thing in politics. Sometimes candidates who you think are going to be the weakest possible candidates for the other side end up winning. And I hope that is not the case here, because we're talking about some truly unsavory people that the Democrats have tried to saddle the Republican Party with. But the idea that even Democrats think this is a deeply cynical, that's what came across in this conversation on CNN. Clip 4.
I don't know if it's weird or brilliant. Well, it is weird. I don't know if it's brilliant or the dumbest thing. Democratic Party funding MAGA Republicans in hopes that they're going to win the primary. And the thinking is that Democrats will have an easier time beating MAGA Republicans in the general election. Is it a smart move, John? What do you think?
I think it is incredibly cynical and hypocritical. And I teed off on this the other day on Reality Check, particularly because when they bought a $400,000 ad buy against Peter Meyer. Now, here's a guy who's an Army veteran, rising star in the party, represents Gerald's Ford old district, somebody who voted to impeach Donald Trump, someone who voted to not to certify the election, someone who voted for the gun reform bill, somebody who voted to protect same-sex marriages. And these are the folks 1 week out the DCCC is going to take a $400,000 ad buy against to build up the name idea of his opponents?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Peter, last word.
Yeah, I completely agree with John. I mean, it may work in some races, it may not. And if you let a MAGA Trump Republican win, that's really bad for the country. But it is cynical. Look, there's enough cynicism going on with politics now. You don't need people to add to it. Politics can be a noble profession. And when you get people in there acting this way, the way the MAGA Republicans are, it looks like a disgrace, and that's not good for a country, because politics matters.
Look, I think Pete Wehner is right, as he often is, and good for him. And what a shameful example of why people I think at times feel disgust for both parties. How can any Democrat, and by the way, 1-800-955-1776, if you want to justify this particular Democratic tactic, how many people who send in money to support the Democratic Party think it's going to go to support QAnon backers, that it's going to go to support extreme right-wingers with the hopes that they will wreck the Republican Party even more and give the Democrats a chance to win in a very difficult election year? Let's go quickly to Kevin in Seattle. Kevin, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. I was just going to comment that actually a lot of this started with the Trump-Hillary campaign. There were a number of commenters, one on your channel and two on another conservative channel, that were trying to get Republicans to vote for Bernie in the primaries to kick Hillary off of the ticket.
Yeah, again, this was something that people, I think, very wrongly and very shamefully talked about. And the idea of getting Bernie Sanders one step closer to the presidency is completely outrageous. And just because he was running against Hillary, people hated Hillary so much that they favored Bernie Sanders, who, of course, would have been a total disaster as president. And the difference between that and this is that was some hot dogs on talk radio, including very prominent ones. But they weren't sending money. When the Democratic Party takes money that they have taken from contributors, grandmas and college students and people out there who feel, wow, I have to support the Democrats and I'm going to send in my $15 or my $100, and you take that money that you have received under those pretenses and you give it to people whose positions you don't support in an effort to get them elected, and you do it despicably. The ads that they ran for Dan Cox, the idiot who won the race in Maryland as the GOP nominee for governor, that particular ad, you hear it, it says, this ad sponsored by the DGA. They don't tell you what the DGA is. It's the Democratic Governors Association. And it's that kind of sleaziness and deception that I think is so lamentable. But, Kevin, it's a good point, and I appreciate your call. This just breaking news today, this reported by both the Washington Post and Associated Press, the Wisconsin Supreme Court cannot decertify the 2020 presidential election results. Fact checkers report that the Wisconsin Supreme Court cannot invalidate President Joe Biden's 2020 electoral victory in the state of Wisconsin, despite State Representative Tim Ramphon's call to do so. The Associated Press and the Washington Post report. Constitutional scholars and nonpartisan legislative attorneys and analysts told the outlets that it would be legally absolutely impossible for the court to decertify the election after Biden's inauguration. Not only has that never happened before, it's never been proposed before. If a guy is serving as president, you can't all say, oh, well, now we have problems with his birth certificate. We can't. First of all, that was so ridiculous, and that gave rise, really, to the Stop the Steal movement. But this idea was based upon the fact that the legislature in Wisconsin voted to cut down the number of drop boxes for mail ballots. So there are now fewer drop boxes, and they may have had more drop boxes than they thought they should have had 2 years ago. But it's 2 years ago. Experts also say that multiple reviews and legislative audits have shown no evidence of widespread voter fraud in Wisconsin and have held Biden's win by more than 10,000 votes as legitimate. This is very important because one of the things that has come out recently, And it's one of those things the Justice Department apparently is looking at very carefully, is the fact that there were lawyers who were involved directly in correspondence with people working at the White House and working at the Trump campaign, like Boris Epstein, who has been a guest on this show. And these are fairly prominent people in the Trump campaign, where they talked about fake electors. They used the term. Then we're going to promote the fake electors. We're going to then move forward with the fake electors. And one of the things here is that there was a historical precedence for an argument about which slate of electors should come in to the to be verified and certified for that January 6th, how could you forget, January 6th certification by the vice president. The example that people are pointing to is from 1960, one of the closest elections in our history between Nixon and Kennedy. It was also the first election ever where Hawaii got to vote, because Hawaii had just become a state a year before. So in the new state of Hawaii, they had a margin that was for Nixon, for the Republican, of less than 100 votes. But the Democrats were certain that they actually had won and they could make up the 100 votes. And so they went back and forth, and there was a Republican governor. Yes, there was a Republican governor in Hawaii back then. And they argued about it, but finally, when it came to Vice President Nixon, the defeated candidate, he basically certified what the election officials in Hawaii had certified, which was that, yes, in a recount, Kennedy had won the state and his three electoral votes. That didn't give Kennedy his victory. He was given his victory by close votes in Illinois and Texas, which are many more electoral votes. But the idea that that is claimed to be a standard for what Pence should have done? No, Pence did like Richard Nixon did, another Republican vice president at the time, the honorable thing, which you should expect of any public servant, particularly one would think a Republican public servant, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.